originally in 84, there was a miners' strike, a short one. Arthur Scargill brought his miners out. And it was early 84 because I was very new and I was asked to do a television interview on it and I was absolutely petrified. And Giles Shaw, who was a Yorkshire member, was the minister. So I went to Giles and said, I know we're giving the coal industry money every day. How much are we giving them? So he gave me some massive figure for the year. And I said, I don't want that. That's no good to me. People in Yorkshire don't understand that. I want to know how much a week we give them. How much a month? Oh, he said, the civil servants never work that out. So I said, all right, I'll do it. So I did. And I worked it out to a daily figure of so many million a day that we were paying as support to the coal industry. And I used that. And it flattened Arthur Scargill on more than one occasion. Because he was saying the government wasn't helping. We were wiping away. We hadn't got to 92 then. So when I went to do this interview with, it was the Yorkshire Television, I think, the guy, and I didn't know who was coming, it was Kevin Barron, who'd come to Parliament straight from Maltby Mine. And I thought, oh, God, he'll know all about mining and everything. Well, he knew about the physical aspect of it, but he didn't actually know about the money. But he was as nervous as I was. So we were a pair.